This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Empowering Motherhood Radio. I'm Tara Darlington, here to shine the light on your journey in motherhood. And we're going to talk today with Katie Kempster about birth, and particularly about her work as a birth educator, and certain techniques such as she works particularly with hypnobirthing, but also with bushflower essences. Now, there's so many tools for women around birth, and as we've talked in quite a few of the other programs, your birth really is a profound experience that lives inside of you. So it really is, worthwhile getting a deeper and deeper understanding of birth and what women experience and what really happens in birth and why it's so important. There is a saying, heal birth to heal the world, and I truly believe in that. If we can change what's going on, our culture around birth, we can then start to really change other things in the world, because our birth experience does live inside of us in such a profound way. So welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you, Tara. I'm so pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to this calling, how you came to doing this work with women during pregnancy and birth.
Okay, thank you. I would love to. Well, I've always had a keen interest in holistic therapies, and in my 20s I trained in a number of different modalities, and I definitely started my journey with the flower essences from when I was quite young. And I also spent a lot of time just working in health food stores and dealing with and meeting a lot of beautiful women that always sort of seeded within me and said to me, oh, Katie, you know, when you're ready to have a baby, you must look into hypnobirthing and you must look into conscious birth working. So from when I was quite young, I always had some ideas about where I would go for my own journey when I was ready to start a family. And so when that time came around with my husband, we wanted it to be such a meaningful experience. So with my background in natural therapies, we did everything from the physiological angle of detoxing the body and then preparing the body with good nutrients and good foods. And we also prepared ourselves energetically. So we were very mindful to do some clearing techniques for both sides of our families, and also to make sure that it was just our union that was sacred for bringing in a child. And so to consciously conceive my first son, Reggie, was such a joy. And because all of these women had always shared what a wonderful tool hypnobirthing was, that's pretty much the first type of childbirth education that we looked for. And so I was lucky to find a beautiful lady who we took a private class with, who taught me the hypnobirthing method, and I really, really took it on board, and I, really practiced a lot of the techniques, both my husband and I, and I ended up having a very positive birth. And as soon as I had that first baby, I was like, wow, this is wonderful. This is something that I'd like to bring out into the world when I'm ready. So I ended up 2 years later having another beautiful little boy, and again, a beautiful conscious hypnobirthing experience. And that's when I began my training in hypnotherapy and in childbirth education. So all of that foundation in natural health and meditation and conscious birth work led me to open up my business at Harmonic Hypnobirthing. And I've now been teaching the hypnobirthing program for about 3 years on the Northern Beaches. But I also offer people a lot of my experience in some of the holistic modalities I'm trained in, and also some of the energetic work that I'm very passionate about as well. So that's in a nutshell what I want to bring into the world. So what I find so beautiful about the hypnobirthing program, Tara, is that you know, fathers that may be a little bit reluctant or hesitant and a little bit spun out by the thought of being hypnotized, once they attend the hypnobirthing training, like my own husband, who was a bit like, what are we doing? Why are we going to, aren't we just having a baby? Why do we need to go hypnobirthing? And once he experienced, you know, what an informative and, you know, really life-changing course it can be, he was the biggest advocate for it. And he would, you know, tell anyone who was pregnant, and especially all of the dads, that it was such a worthwhile thing to do, because it gave him an integral role, not only at the time of my birth, but in the lead up to it. So, you know, I believe that, you know, if parents aren't actively involved in an independent style of childbirth education, they can really sort of get to the time of birth and the dads really are a bit of a loss for what they need to do. So in programs like ours, we give the dads some very specific roles and they feel, you know, very confident in how they can support their partner on the day, and they also have a much better understanding about the process of birth. And that's also what I love, that it gives the partner or the supporting person such a wealth of information that they can draw on and feel really good about at the time of the baby arriving.
Yeah, that's right. So when they, you know, good childbirth, like you said, independent childbirth education, where you really look at what a woman really needs in labour, and then, you know, the partner's role just becomes so evident so easily, doesn't it? And I agree, the men just feel so much better and more confident and useful instead of useless, which we were talking about last week with Darren Maddock from Becoming Dad. You know, a lot of them feel useless and they want to feel useful. And hypnobirthing is one of those things that gives them a lot of tools. So they, you know, they sort of know what they're doing, and their role is quite different from, you know, an obstetrician or a midwife to really support you into that state that's needed. So give us a bit more of a description about that state. As you said, it's, you're not being hypnotized so much, you know, where someone tells you to do silly things. You're more... which is what probably people think, but it's more about coming into a deep state of relaxation, and, you know, describe that a bit for us.
Sure. So even when I undertook the hypnotherapy training, when I decided it was the path I was going to go, I was surprised to learn that, you know, many normal activities are what we would call being in a hypnotic state. So when, you know, the examples they gave when I did my training was when you're really engaged in like a beautiful movie, or when you're reading a very meaningful book, or when you're, you know, driving down the highway and you're kind of, you're present to your driving experience, but you're also having your own little journey. So that's a form of being in hypnosis. And so once I sort of embraced that was like a general and normal state of being, then the philosophy around using hypnotherapy to support you during your birth is exactly that if you can condition yourself with a few tools in the lead up to your birth, that is going to help you to go into this normal self-hypnotic state, then it's really going to help you to stay focused on the positive and have an enjoyable experience. The other thing about using hypnotherapy is that it's one of those, you know, there's not many modalities around that are able to help you to access the subconscious mind. And whenever you can access the subconscious mind, you're bypassing all that critical neocortex stressful thinking, which is not the type of thinking that you want involved in that beautiful primal experience of labour. So when you're birthing within your subconscious mind, you've been able to replace any fears and any beliefs that you can't do it and you can't make it and that it is going to be hard. So the conditioning really sets you up to engender positive beliefs, but at the time of your birth, it just helps you to put you in that deeply relaxed and mindful place. So, you know, a lot of people have said to me, I think that hypnobirthing, you know, sets women up for failure because it's got a lot of stresses about how they should be. Well, I think it's the opposite. I think it sets them up to really let go and to really release and to deepen into that primal experience that is labour. So that's definitely the philosophy that I use when I'm teaching women. And, you know, the birthing affirmations and the beautiful hypnotherapy relaxation CDs that we have just completely support women to do that. And, you know, it not only supports them during labour, but throughout their pregnancy when things come up in their working lives or their family lives that are stressful, they can go into their bedrooms, put on their earphones and listen to these beautiful messages about how amazing their body is and how well they're going to manage during labour, and it can really just change the tune of a hormonal cranky day. So I love it that that's there for them as well.
That's right. And then what you do see with these types of tools coming into labour, you know, whether you're going to yoga classes and you're adding hypnobirthing to that or whatever women are doing, that they become, as you work through that in your labour and through your pregnancy and through your labour, then they actually become tools that you use throughout the rest of your life, don't they? So they become, yeah. You really harness something that you can use beyond, you know, beyond your labour, and that is another outcome that comes from a conscious birth, from, you know, working through some of this stuff in your life as you come out the other side. You've actually embraced the experience to come out with ways of dealing with life now that you're a mother or a mother of two or a father or whatever, you know, whatever's going on.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, that's another reason why I love the program that I teach, because, you know, people that are very new to any type of relaxation or mindfulness, you know, just going through their first ever relaxation exercise. And, you know, I educate my families to tune into their heart centers, and a lot of people aren't familiar with being able to, you know, what a beautiful coherent state that you can access just from, you know, tuning into your heart. And I've had feedback from a lot of families to say, wow, I've really taken that on board. And when I become stressed, Katie, I close my eyes and I focus on my heart and I take a few breaths and I become centered. And I remember you teaching me that in my hypnobirthing training. And, you know, little tools like that, I think, wow, well, if everyone could start their day being centered in their hearts, what, you know, and go out into the world from that perspective, then that's, you know, got greater implications for how we all relate in our environments, whether it be work or school or wherever it is. So I love that. And I love that it's accessible to people, because I love it when dads come in and they're maybe a bit reluctant, as I've said, but they settle into the first hypnotherapy or relaxation exercise and they come out and they just have this beaming childlike smile on their face. And it's because, you know, they haven't been given the opportunity to be able to find out what it's like to go into that type of state, and they're like, wow, that's really nice, now I know where you're coming from. And that just brings me heaps of joy to see people do that, whether they continue with it just in a minor way or whether they really take it on board and begin to start meditation or whatever they do. That's what I love about it too.
Yeah, and that's that real preparation for motherhood and fatherhood too, isn't it? So we do need to come into that place to be present with our babies and with our children, especially the young, like first getting your first baby, you know, becoming a mother for the first time. If you've been working a lot and busy, and then all of a sudden you've got to be still and present and in the moment with this little baby, you know, not just sometimes, but all of the time. And that preparation and going through the birth that way really takes you to that place. It really takes you to that
place. Yes, I agree, Tara.
Yeah, and so I find that when women haven't, you know, had the experience or not even understanding that this is what's happening in pregnancy and labour, that it's taking you into that place that you need to be with your young baby, and to become a mother, that you know, sometimes that can be a real crush down to earth and a lot harder to deal with, because then you're trying to come to that place when you've already got this baby in your arms needing your attention 24 hours a day. So it's a very, you know, I say to my girls, like, that pregnancy is 9-10 months for a reason, and the labour, especially a first labour, is, you know, it's not it's got some time to it because you're coming into this very deep place, and really it's really preparing you to be present with yourself, listen to your inner knowing, be with the baby, and come into that place that you need to be for in motherhood, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, I also love it when, you know, we speak about the pre-birth experience to parents that that do the hypnobirthing training. And for some, again, sometimes that can be a light bulb moment. So some of the parents that their little baby, whether they're, you know, 12 weeks or 25 weeks or 38 weeks, is so sentient and so connected to them. And so the aspect of pre-birth parenting that we share with them and show them some lovely relevant videos, again, I can just see the parents looking at each other and going, wow, okay, like it's not just when this little baby arrived, it's now that we need to be parenting and preparing. And that's a beautiful part of the work. And I know many independent childbirth education programs will speak so much of that as well. So I adore that, and I love to explain to them, you know, how those pre-birth experiences are really shaping, you know, what's to come in their relationship.
Yeah, that's right, in so many ways. So I want to take a quick break, and I want to come back and listen to a bit more about what you're doing, you know, a bit more about the hypnobirthing, what happens in a course, and also more about the bush flowers, which I love. Here we go.
Great, love to. Yeah.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
So we're here with Katie Kisser from Harmonic Hypnobirthing, and we've just been chatting about, you know, about what women need in birth, and that there's tools like hypnobirthing to help take you there, and that it really is a process through this profound experience that takes you into motherhood. And there are many beautiful quotes that have been around for a long time around that importance of the process and the importance of, you know, what women get out of birth when they really go into birth, and also their partners as well. So tell us a little bit about what people could expect at a hypnobirthing course. Now, we've already touched on the fact that no one's going to wave a coin in, you know, something in front of you and tell you what to do. And you actually become more conscious, less conscious, don't you?
That's correct, yeah. So you're in a very sort of lucid state, so that you know, you can be in one moment so deep that you're nearly asleep, but in the next moment fully aware and able to converse and interact with your partner or your caregivers. So it's such a wonderful place being in that self-hypnosis. The other thing that, if I could summarise, you know, what to expect from the hypnobirthing course, is that we're really, you know, the main goal is that we're creating and giving you the ability to maintain a positive mindset in the lead up and at the time of your birth. So lots and lots of wonderful information about how amazing your body is, how amazing your uterus is, talking about your hormones being your friends. We lend heavily on Sarah's teachings. You know, I loved listening to her show that she did with you recently, talking about what's required for a woman to be hormonally, you know, optimally supported in birth. And so we really teach people, you know, how best that they can create that. So we also do that by, you know, explaining how important it is to create sacred space no matter where you are, whether you're birthing at home or you're going to hospital or you're going to a birth centre, just how important it is that that space makes you feel safe and nurtured and familiar. We also give you choices and knowledge and tools to have an empowered birth. So the choices and the knowledge come down to the conditioning techniques with the hypnobirthing tracks. You know, we do a lot of light touch massage. We teach a lot of active birth techniques, so lots of positions for birthing, positions for labour. We speak about optimal positioning for the baby. So, you know, again, just referencing resources to help mothers how to be in the last few weeks of pregnancy, like not too much slouching and all those sorts of things. And then we also have some instruction and some practice set up for breathing during labour. So, again, that's, you know, connecting with that heart centre and, you know, really moving into your, we call contraction surges in hypnobirthing. So deepening into the surge and using your breath to have a long, slow, full breath, and also at the same time as using the breath, like bringing in a visualisation for that surge. So thinking of, you know, blowing up a beautiful coloured balloon on the in-breath and then releasing that coloured balloon on the out-breath. So the mother's got something to focus on while she's, you know, doing that beautiful breath and being present to the surge. So breathing is an important part of the course as well. You know, other physical visualisations, a lot of opening flowers. And I guess also some really down-to-earth information about what they need to expect within their given model of care that they are birthing with. So a lot of information about what to expect if you're birthing with your obstetrician and what to expect if you're birthing in a midwife program, and, you know, just really helping them to navigate all the choices and policies and decisions around what sort of could come up for them, you know, within the place that they're going to give birth. So that to me is one of the most empowering parts about it, is that we give parents the opportunity to know the questions to ask. So, you know, in the lead up to the baby and also during the labour, and to understand that they don't need to be pressured into any certain intervention if it's not in their best interest and if they haven't, you know, been given the opportunity to discuss it and find out if it's necessary. So those tools, I think, again, if you haven't had the opportunity to attend an independent childbirth education program, you often feel railroaded, and people that have come to my course have said, well, our first birth went like all these decisions were made and we felt like it was out of our hands and we ended up not really having the birth experience that we thought we would. So in coming to our training, we really let them know to use certain models of critical thinking so that they're able to weigh up their choices and decisions, especially at the time of birth. And in that respect, no matter how the birth evolves, if they felt good about the decisions they made, then they come away with a greater satisfaction after the birth, and it's a better setup for mothering, for the mother, and for, you know, the father as well, that he doesn't feel like he's let her down. So I love it that that's a huge part of our training as well.
Yeah, and it's so important for people to understand that a model of care comes as a certain model, and that there's you need to negotiate around to what is best for you. And everyone has different programming around birth. Everyone has, you know, even your caregivers, if they're coming into the room with, you know, with certain ideas and ideals, and really that preparation time is so important to really connect with what you need and what your choices are, and, you know, that really helps you become stronger as you come out the other side as well, doesn't it? So you really connecting deeply with yourself and what you need, and listening to that, trusting that. We did a whole show last week on trust the importance of meditation, so you can hear your inner voice and start to trust that more, which would, I imagine, I'm sure that's something that they get out of your courses as well, with that letting the mind stop controlling things for a moment and actually being able to listen to yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And being completely supported to be tuned into that, and that's what's great about the partners having more education around the process of birth and the choices and decisions, is that if they are, you know, sort of on the ball and communicating well with the caregivers, it gives mum the opportunity to stay within her birthing body and access the wisdom, and not be forced in and out, making, you know, in most cases, unnecessary decisions for the sake of, you know, caregiver timetables. So,
yeah.
It feels wonderful to empower people to say that birth is about them. It is about mother and father and baby. And, you know, everyone within your birth space, no matter where you are, is there to support that beautiful unit. And so all of their choices need to be surrounding, you know, what's best for them and not really for anyone else.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your work with flower essences. I use them. I've used them for a long time. I love them. And so just go through a little bit about the bush flower essences. So there's different essences. So we have bush flower essences. There's the Australian bush flower essences we're talking about. There's also bark flower remedies, a sort of European. And then I was talking to someone the other day about the Alaskan flower remedies, which sounded really interesting, which I hadn't. She's from that part of the world and she grew up with those. But tell us about the bush flower essences and that very lovely, subtle energy work that they do.
It really is. So, like you, Tara, I've used and enjoyed the essences for probably about 18 years now. And I did training with Ian White up at Terry Hills, and just lucky to live around a lot of where I am now on the Central Coast. There's a lot of the Australian bush flowers that are native to around here. And I always use them personally for me when things would come up that I needed some assistance to shift. And being, you know, an empathic person, it, you know, just was a natural thing for me to go to for my own healing. And so in taking them into my birth work, I just really sort of sat down and tuned into a lot of the flowers and came up with a number of different combinations that are there to support mum through, not only being pregnant, but definitely throughout the labour process. So a lot of parents will take on my bushflower essence birthing kit. The first sort of birthing essence that I have, I called Birth Wisdom. And the inner birthing wisdom, you know, it has the bush flower, you know, bush fuchsia, which is very specific for tuning into your intuition. And it's also very specific bush flower for integrating your hemispheres of your brain as well. So it can have you really focused and centered. So, that's the key essence in that mix. But I also put in Chloea, which is specifically for the actual uterus, so it's a flower essence that's specific for that. And I also put in she-oak, and she-oak is the essence for hydration, just to make sure that mum, you know, by having a regular dose of that during labour, that she's well supported in her hydration levels as well. The next essence I was guided to make was the birthing goddess, so this was just to really step up that grounding and support as mum moves through into a more active phase of labour. And, grounding remedy of red lily I put into that one, because that really just gets mum placed in the earth, and, you know, it's such an earthy and watery experience giving birth. So I love being able to bring in the birthing goddess for people. The next essence that I, that I really, really love as well is one I call the baby's blessing. And this is for when the baby's first born, and it's for, welcoming them in. It contains the beautiful fringed violet, which is one of my favourite bush flowers, because it's about auric protection and helping one to feel safe and, fortified within their own space. So people that like to use the baby's blessing will use the combination in the bath in the first couple of weeks with the baby. It also contains the bush flower of Boab, and when I did my training with Ian White, I particularly loved the story of the Boab Essence, because he told us that the original peoples used to put the Boab, the flowers of the Boabs, into the birthing pits, and the ladies used to birth the babies into the Boabs. And the beautiful energetic assistance from the Boab is that it's great for ancestral clearing, so it sort of can set up the space for the new baby without taking on all the family stuff. So that became part of the baby's blessing as well. So I've also had mothers that have been guided to put it on their nipples for the first feed, so that again they've got a dose of that Boab and a dose of that fringe violet to honour and, you know, bring in the new. And then finally, what I love is the new mother support combination. So I put in flowers for that to aid in the actual physical recovery from labour, and also, you know, the specific essence of the bottle brush, which is for mother and baby bonding and support. And it's also on another level for overwhelm and transition and moving into the new. So it's such a lovely thing to just give a new mum a bottle of that that they can take morning and night. It's got pawpaw in it as well, which again is for integrating all the new information. And, you know, I just, the feedback from my essences for birth and labour has just been, wow, I've just really noticed that they have really supported me, and, you know, I've had a lot of gratitude for them, and, yeah, it's a pleasure to share them with everyone.
Yeah, they sound absolutely stunning. And so I just want to talk
them.
A little bit. Yeah, me too. What I've done a show on on homeopathy, and so bush flower remedies, you know, they're working in a similar way. Or to give people an idea who haven't used it at all, I mean, a lot of people have heard of rescue remedy now, or emergency essence, which is the bush flower one. You know, you can get it more easily now. Those types of things. But, you know, sometimes I say to people, it's like, you know, a chamomile tea, you know, is a flower essence remedy. You know, you're drinking that chamomile tea, it's calming. Although when I remember my sister and I, we both just had babies and we were drinking chamomile tea and we were nearly falling asleep. We're like, why are we so tired? We're like, oh, the chamomile tea. You know, so people do know that, you know, they use peppermint tea maybe for their digestion, or you feel like, you know, before bed you'll have this, or to wake you up in the day you'll have that. So I guess, you know, it's a nice easy way to help people to understand what bush flower remedies are. And you know, and I love the way, you know, little girls especially, but little children are very attracted to getting flowers and mixing them up in water and making little potions that they're offering around to people, aren't they? So it's something I think that's very deep inside us.
I do. And, you know, for something so subtle, it's also so powerful, just like homeopathy, because they work on those subtle energy fields. So, you know, in taking energy medicine, you can really bring about really positive shifts, but they're also self-adjusting. So that means it's not like a huge shock for anyone. So particularly mothers birthing and in their postpartum period, you don't want to be bombarding them with heaps of you know, remedies that are going to, you know, put them into any sort of state of shock. So the bush flowers, because they're gentle and they'll only sort of release and help change where it's needed, are just such a great thing to turn to. And, you know, I've given them to my children from when I was pregnant till, you know, they're like, one's nearly 8 and one's 5 now, and they've always just clambered over the remedy box going, Mummy, I want to choose my remedy, and they just love it, because it's just such a it gives them such positive shifts, and you know, kids just naturally want that kind of support.
Yes, they do. And it is very sometimes it's very subtle, to the point where I have you know, people might say, oh, I didn't really notice anything, but then you ask more questions and then they're like, oh yeah, you know, there has been this shift. And that, because it was subtle, they sort of didn't notice it happening, but when they look back, they can see that there is a definite shift, and what was, you know, in the way before, or they were stuck before, or something that wouldn't shift has moved. Have you had that experience too?
I definitely have. And it just reminded me, I don't think I mentioned in one of my birth essences, there's a particular remedy in it called Bohemia, and the Bohemia is about being resistant to change or for holding back on something. And I put the Bohemia in the second stage essence for birthing, and I've given it to mothers during birth, and I've seen the real shift to them to just let go and stop resisting, which is obviously what they need at that time during their labour. So, I've definitely noticed in my own experience with my family, my husband, he's quite, he responds really, really quickly to essences. So he might sort of express to me that, you know, he's got a particular issue at work and we'll do a remedy around it and then it'll be resolved in 48 hours. It's great. But for me, sometimes I might make myself my own remedy for something that I'm needing some assistance to shift with, and it could take me, you know, a week to 10 days. But then all of a sudden it's like this little tap on the shoulder that says, okay, we're okay with that now. Let's move on from that. And,
Yeah, that's right. But it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. I also had the pleasure, Tara, of doing a beautiful training in the Essence of Angels with a lovely energetic therapist, Simone Matthews. I don't know if you know Simone. She's based up in Queensland. And she does another variety of essences called the Essence of Angels, and it's based on the frequencies of all the archangels. And so, you know, what I learned with her is that, you know, that there's certain angels that hold templates for different chakras, and therefore all the, associated physical aspects of the chakras as well as the emotional. And so in my blends for birth as well, I also put the essences for angels. So, for example, Archangel Jophiel, she's very much involved in birthing and nurturing women. And, so it's just, there's a lot of beautiful energetic support that goes into it. And I love it. I just love being able to share it.
Yeah, and women are very attracted to this when they're pregnant, because when you become pregnant, you start to become very open emotionally, very open on an energetic level. So especially through pregnancy and labour and that early postnatal period, we're actually very receptive to this. Just like you were saying, young children are very receptive to this sort of work and healing, aren't they? That it can... I use it with my little ones. They can be clingy. You give them a little bit of something, and then the clinginess drops away sometimes instantly. Yes. You know, so we're very open to that at that time, aren't we?
We are, definitely, and it's such a support and such a gift that mothers can access and use that. And you know, I know that you're an energetic healer, and so am I. You know, I really can't recommend enough to women to access, you know, some kind of, any kind of body work or energetic healing when they're pregnant, because it's just such a support to them and the growing baby to feel nurtured and loved and held. And, I particularly love angelic Reiki, and I've found that beautiful to share that with pregnant mums. And, every little bit of nurturing counts when you're on that journey. And, that's why, I do what we do and you do what we do, because we want everyone to feel supported and honoured and ready to begin their journey, just feeling confident and loved.
Yeah, that's right. And I think you've hit a really key point, which is a great point to start wrapping it up on, which is that you need as much, you know, that getting every bit of nurturing that you can makes a big difference. And, you know, We have been brought up the last few generations that we have to be so strong and superwomen and hold it all together, you know, in the name of women, you know, progress for women. And in that, we've lost, a lot of us have lost that ability to allow us to be nurtured. And this is the time, I think, where we almost relearn to allow us to be looked after, to come deep into the feminine, and really allow ourselves to be protected by those we've chosen to have around us during pregnancy, birth and early parenting, and to really, you know, go into that vulnerable side, which has a real strength to it at the same time. And we are very open to that time, and we need to allow that energy, that nurturing. And that's one thing I really noticed when I started doing the energy healing, that women were not allowing to be themselves, to be looked after by others. And that's a really important part of this, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. Like, just being open to receive, you know, from all of the wonderful people that are around to offer you their wisdom and their love and their information to help you to, go into your mothering journey just feeling just so confident and wonderful. And, you know, that's really why, hypnobirthing has shown to me that in giving parents all of the best information, tools and resources to, start their birthing and pregnancy, you know, on that great starting point, has just helped them to become really confident and happy parents. And, like we said earlier, just taking the techniques to not just from birth but beyond into their everyday life. So I just love it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that this is what, so you're on the Central Coast in New South Wales, in Australia, but people are listening to this all around the world. So this is what you're looking for in someone to support you through your birth education, through pregnancy, birth and early parenting, someone who understands that you need to be nurtured, that you need to be supported, and that you're getting information and, you know, a service. You know, what you're looking for in a birth educator is someone who is going to, you know, put you in the center. Would you like to add anything to that? That, you know, I'm trying to, you know, help people understand what to look for when they look for someone if they're not in your area.
Yeah, so you just want to look for someone that's really going to give you, you know, not only functional tools to help you for your labour, but, you know, give you access to other people in their area that are going to be able to support you, whether it's acupuncture or body work or energetic healing, and people that can give you a really impartial perspective on what you need to expect at the time of your birth, and give you the link to all of the services that are going to help you to make the right choices for you and your family.
That's right. And that understanding that it's a process that is profound, it has a big impact in your life. And it's a process that when it's supported properly in this way that women need, that we've been talking about, that it will take you into your journey of motherhood or with this new baby into the place that you need to be to really come into your inner knowing, to connect with yourself, connect with the baby, and, really embrace it.
Yep, totally agree, Tara.
Yeah, excellent. So I'm just going to wrap it up now. Thank you so much for joining us. It was perfect. So your website is Harmonic. Yeah, it's a pleasure. HarmonicHypnobirthing.com.au, and Katie has quite a lot of information on there. Even if you're not in her area, she's got quite a lot of useful information around birth and what she's doing. So that's HarmonicHypnobirthing.com.au. And other than that, you can come to Empowering Motherhood Support Network Facebook group or Empowering Motherhood Radio Facebook page to keep up with what's coming up next and to look at issues. So we have a really great collection of interviews on birth now for anyone preparing for birth, including with Sarah Buckley, which Katie was talking about before, and her amazing work with the hormones and what's needed for a mother to come into, to be supported into labour in the best way that she can be. So I will let you go there. And again, thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful.
Thank you for having me, Tara.
Yeah, pleasure.
This is the EWN Radio Network.